You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. Another place where strong networks form is prison. San Quentin State Prison provides support for inmates with programs to help people adapt back into society. One of those projects is the San Quentin Prison Report, where this next story comes from.
The San Quentin Prison Report.
Bringing you hidden stories from life inside.
In order to make something grow, you got to own a little dirt.
You don't tell. You see what goes on?
Because I like to be free. I like to move about the land.
You can hear a pin drop.
After spending 25 years in prison for a first-degree murder, Jesse Reed was finally preparing to be released. He vowed that he would never return to prison and looked forward to starting over with a new life on the outside. But once he was free, life became a series of challenges, piling up one on top of the other. Greg Eskridge has the story.
My focus was getting out of prison and not staying here, not making this my home forever.
Reed's desire to get out of prison came true. On June 11, 2009, he was released after serving over two decades behind bars.
It felt good, to say the least. And when you take it all in, and for me to realize that after all those years, it just took one man to say, let him go. And I was free, and it was all over with.
Reed spent the vast majority of his time in prison, preparing himself for release. Once out, he started a janitorial service, and he says he was on the right track.
However, I wasn't prepared for a lot of the emotional things that I would face when I got home.
18 months after his release, Reed's mother passed away from cancer. Shortly after his mother's death, his aunt became sick with the very same illness that claimed his mother.
All of this stuff just happening around the same time, within the same year, and it's just like one thing after another, one thing after another. Emotionally, I was just in a depressed state at the time. I didn't know how to ask for help. My pride, my ego was in the way.
Losing his mother and faced with the possibility of losing his aunt sent Reed into a downward spiral.
I had got high one night, and a couple days later, my parole agent came by and tested me, and it came back dirty. I snorted some coke. It's all these pressures. I just got high that night, you know, trying to escape what I was feeling.
Every inmate leaving prison has to sign what's called conditions of parole. Reed's conditions were no drugs, alcohol, or narcotics. Since he tested positive for cocaine, he found himself back in prison.
I let so many people down who were looking up to me and just expected more of me. You know, I let down, that hurt, and that was devastating.
Reed has a morning ritual, which he says keeps him focused and gives him hope.
Look out over the bridge and the lights and the water, the lights glistening off the water, and it's a beautiful sight. And, you know, I know that that's freedom there, out there, physical freedom. And I stand there and I look out and I pray, I talk to God. You have to see yourself out of here. Before parole, I used to go and look out that window then, you know, and I find myself doing it again because I want to see myself free.
Reed is going on his third year of his violation, and he must remain in prison until the Board of Prison Terms deems him suitable for parole again. While Reed waits for another opportunity, he spends his days attending addiction meetings, and he uses his singing as a means of therapy.
Life can bring you happiness, and life can bring you grief too. But how you deal with your life is only determined by you.
Reporting from SQPR, I'm Greg Eskridge.